We're trying to the end of Titus. Titus is getting, hopefully, the last stretch. This was a very hard Titus, I'm afraid. But I think we're getting near the end. Oh, so Titus asks Akasha that why don't we say Nexi Zuze whether what the money was, if it was Mechabisa. Now the Chayre Taibis, we said yesterday that Taibis Hokasha is not Stam Yasekasha. Taibis Hokasha is because the Gemara asked that Kasha and then Vav. And if the Gemara wouldn't have asked that Kasha, I don't know if Taibis would have asked that Kasha. But being that the Gemara asked that Kasha, so therefore Taibis feels just like the Gemara asked that Kasha and then Vav. They should have asked it over here. Okay, that's Taibis' Kasha. Titus answers. So we read yesterday, Titus gave two answers. One answer is that they are krivim, that the prices are karev. So we asked yesterday, we thought, I think that was a pretty good question. So why didn't the Gemara answer that on Mem Vav? If that's a good answer, so they should have answered on Mem Vav also, that the price of the two animals are krivim. So the best we could come up with is that Titus is a farmer. And Taisus says that a cat and a chavis could have prices that are krivim, that are close to each other. But an animal that you can use for farming, an animal that's used for meat, would not have a prices that are close to each other. I don't know, I wasn't too happy with that answer. But okay, that's what the guys were saying. Okay, so that's Taisus' first answer. And then Taisus' second answer is that he sold him, he didn't say, give me $10 worth of kadim or $10 worth of chavis. So therefore, the damim is no way of indicating. Either he gave five kadim or two chavises. But there's no, the damim isn't saying. Okay, that answer is either not on the above. That wasn't the case. But above, we know the case was. He only asked for one animal. Okay, now we start the new line. So we're up to the second long line in Taisus. Umairi to Islay Zuzi. The case is that he has money. Tano Shayach Loimar Shko Kadech Bezuzach. Okay, so I see. We read this yesterday, but we didn't read it. The Marshal on the side, who has two garrisons. So let's see what the case is. To marry the Islay Zuze. So who are we talking about? It's these two cases. So let's see in the Marshal. Who perish our moicher koi. Go kadech bezuzecha. That the moicher is the one that's speaking. The moicher is the one that's speaking, which means he's going on the second case of Taisus. Taisus says that the Mishnah has two cases. The first case is where the lokeach didn't give the money yet. And the issue is the lokeach obligated to give money? They said, kad. And the lokeach says, I'm not paying for anything less than a chavis. The second case was, they said chavis. And the chiddush is that the moicher doesn't want to deliver except the kad. So the question is, the Mishnah is saying, ain't okimam and acharai. And therefore, the moicher is allowed to say, I'm only going to deliver a cat. The omairi, the islay zuze. It's mairi that the, okay, mairi, I'm sorry, I got the wrong case. Mari de Islay Zuze. You know, Shayach Loimar, it's late Tuesday. It was Shaiach Lomar. He says on the Moicher that the Moicher has Zuz. It was Shaiach Lomar Shkol Kadek Bezuzecha. Oh, so what does this mean? Someone help me. What does this mean? The Meicher, what's going on with the Meicher? It's Islay Zuzay, he says the Marsham is the Meicher Koi. So what means the Meicher? What's the Meicher with the question is revolving around the Chavis, whether the Meicher, again, the case is that the Meicher, I think we're going to the second case. They said they gave the money. The Meicher has the money. As to Islay Zuze, the Moker has the money. And the issue is whether or not the Moker is obligated to give a chavis or a kad. So let's see, the Moker, the Islay Zuze. Zo Shayach Leimar, Shko Kadech, Bizuzecha. Yeah, so what's the case? I want some Rabbi Shamir. What's the case? Starting up with you.
Sorry, I just finished an exam. I just asked to go check on a kid.
Okay, I wanted you to check because I think I have a raya that you're someone's not like you. That's why I'm starting up with you, but okay. Anyway, well, there you go. And what's the case? Anyone have any suggestion?
It sounds like he's saying that the mocher is saying that he wants to give only a kad.
Right.
The mocher is saying that he only wants to give a kad. Now, yeah. Even if we say that holchim b'momen achar rov, if he doesn't have money, he can give him basically, well, I would say if he doesn't have money, he doesn't have a chavis also, I would say. So then he can give him, if basically he can't fulfill his agreement, then he can give him whatever he wants. So he can give him kadim also.
Somebody has a chavis, no?
Well, it is possible he doesn't have a chavis.
But that's not what David says. And he should just say to marry to say chavis.
I agree. Because l'chayra, if he has a chavis, and if then we would say holchim b'momen achar rov, then he would be obligated to give the chavis.
Yes, he would. So what's that saying?
So he's saying he paid him the money already?
Who paid who the money? The okay. Paid the mocha the money, yeah. So how does that help?
So he can't say, well, take your kad back and give me my money back.
He can't say, take your kad back and give me back my money. But that's not the words of Dice. That's right, he can't. How could he say that?
If we're talking about the second case, then it's the mocher who's saying, take the kad.
The mocher is saying, take the kad, bizuzecha, right? Because the mocher is the one that wants to, okay. He says it's a mocher speaking, the Rishah. For a mocher coin. So the first case is the mocher speaking. So what's the mocher saying? Take the kad for your money. What money?
He's returning him the money that he paid for the chavios.
Why is he returning him the money?
Meaning that the lokeach claiming that it's a mekachtos.
Oh, okay. In other words, that's what I wanted you to say, that the Marshal, the fire is holding like the Rishash, not like Rav Shimon, no? I think so. In other words, what happens in the second case? In the second case, they said Chavis. The guy gave the money. The lokeach gave the money. The mocher didn't deliver the goods yet. The mocher pulls up with his truck and he wants to deliver kadim. Ain't holchim b'momen achar rov. He's allowed to deliver kadim. However, the lokeach who, according to at least Rav, for sure, we know about Shmuel, according to Rav, the Lokeach could say, "Ein Hokem Mamanach arrived," and I said, "Chavis," so it's a Mecca Chavis. So I should get my money back.
But we don't pass it.
What?
Don't we say in Hokem Mamanach Arova?
Wait. Let me see if I can figure out. One second, I get the Chavis. So then let me just say you get the Chavis. So the Lokeach will say, "Give me back my money." Now the Lokeach will say, "Give me back my money."
And the Meicher has a chazaka and he's muksuk. He has the money.
Meicher said, "Give me the Lokeach says to the Meicher, give me back my money." So the Meicher will say to the Lokeach, "Okay, I owe you money. Here is Kadim." So here's Kadim. So you anyway. In other words, the Lokeach is stuck with the Kadim, with the
word. And that's even if we be holding the moment acharov, then if the Mocher did not have money, then even if we be holding the moment acharov, he could still give him Kadim. Now that we're not holding the moment acharov,
he can give him
Kadim even if he has money.
Well, one second.
Exactly like me.
One second. If he holds Hokim Mamam and Acher Raiv, then he has to supply Chavis.
If he does not have money, he doesn't have to supply Chavis.
Who, the Mocher?
The Mocher. If the Mocher does not have money and you're coming after him because of Mekach Tos.
Not going after Mekach Tos. Wait a second. If the Mocher said Chavis, now if you say Hokim Mamam and Acher Raiv, then the Mocher would have to supply a chavis. End of story. He would be obligated to supply a chavis. There'll be no makeup dice, and everybody would be happy. Except the Mocher is not happy, but that would be the end of the story, right? If Hokem Mamanach arrives, we would tell the Mocher, "You made a kinyan to supply chavis. You have to supply chavis." But now, ain't Hokem Mamanach arrives. Ain't Hokem Mamanach arrives. So the Mocher goes ahead and supplies Kadz. Now the Lokeach says, "I don't want Kadz." So the Lokeach says, "It's a Mekach Tos. Give me back my money." The Mocher says, "Okay, I have to give you back the money, but I don't have money. So I'll give you the Kadim instead of money."
Why doesn't he have the money? He got paid.
That's not the case, though. Tosis is saying he has money.
If he didn't have money, so I'm saying the case has to be that he has money. Because if he didn't have money, if he did not have money, then this is what would happen.
Why does it matter? So let us say that. Why can't that be what happened?
Where?
That's a good question.
Later.
I agree with you. That's what Taifa says, Umairi to Islay Zuzi. Taifa is saying it's Mairi that the Mocher still has the money. The Mocher still has the money. Because otherwise, to the Shaykh Leimar, because if he has money, so when the Lokeach time is Mekach Tos,
he has to
give the Lokeach the money. But now that he doesn't have, but if he didn't have money, he would be able to say shko kada, not kadeh, kada. He says, "I'm going to give you my kadim, bezuzecha, and the money that I owe you." So he's saying like this. That's I think what he's saying. That if the case is, we have the case again. They said chavis. We paskin ain't open the moment acharei. Therefore, the Mocher only has to deliver a kad. Now the Lokeach turns around and says, "I don't want a kad. A kad's a Mekach Tos." So then the Mocher has to give him back his money. If the Mocher doesn't have money, so then he could go ahead and say, "Okay, you're right. I have to give you back your money. So I give you the kad as Shavu Kesef." So Mimeda, the end result will be that the Lokeha gets stuck with the Kadim and not his money.
I thought we said in Shmuel that the Kona, that the Kona cannot say Mekachtos.
Maybe he's in Rav. So he's saying maybe he's in Rav. I don't know.
He can't be in Rav.
Why can't he be in Rav?
Because Holchim B'Momon Achar Rav, over here in Holchim B'Momon.
In other words, in Rav,
what's it right?
Like this, in the Gabi the Chavis, Ein Holchim B'Momon Achar Rav. The Gabi the Chavis, Ein Holchim B'Momon, because it's Kimle. Therefore, the Moicher does not have to supply a Chavis. He can only supply a Kad. As far as the Lokeach can say, Hokim B'Momon Acharoiv, and therefore it's a Mekachtos. I want my money back. And now the Moicher will say, okay, you want your money back. Well, regretfully, I spent the money. But you know what? Don't worry. I'll give you back your money in terms of Shavei Kesef. And I'll give you who got him. So Rabbi Shamir asks, so why can't that be? What's Taisa's? In other words, it's a manda din, because it comes out that the poor Lokeach gets really messed up. He's signing Mekachtos and he gets stuck with Kadim anyway. So that's true. It's a little bit, it's a why little is bit this, unfair why is this for the Lokeach. But he's asking, what would be wrong with that? In other words, Taivis says that it's married to say Zuzi. And if it wouldn't be Zuzi, he would be able to say Shkol Kadei Pizuzecha. So maybe that's true. Okay, I'm sorry, Nazim, what did you want?
No, I think this is all in Rav, that Paskins ain't Holkim Amon Macharov over here, right?
And Paskins over here ain't Holkim because of Kimle. But yeah. Then when there's no Kimle, Paskins Holkim Amon Macharov.
But this closest is going within Rav, that's ain't Holkim Amon Macharov, correct?
In the case of Kimle, yes.
Yeah, so why are you saying this whole thing with Rav?
Because they're saying according to Rav, we said yesterday, we said at least the Rishad, not like Rav Shimon, that according to Rav, the case was you said Chavis. The money was given and you said Chavis. Now the shine is on the Moicher. What does the Moicher have to deliver? So since Ein Hokim B'Momon Acharoi, the Moicher doesn't have to deliver a Chavis. He's allowed to deliver a Kad.
God.
Now,
he's not giving back the money.
Now what happens with the Lokeach? The Lokeach says, but I don't want a Kad. It's a Mekachtos. So we thought yesterday that would be totally on the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. That's what we thought. That according to Shmuel, the Moicher can say, who said it's a Mekachtos? Maybe you're from the Miyat that calls Chavis Kad, and therefore it's not a Mekachtos. I'm Muxik in the money. So I'm not going to give you back the money. Take my Kad and too bad. According to Rav, since he holds Holkim Amin Acharoi, when you don't have a Kimle, and here there's no Kimle, because the issue is what was the Lokeach thinking. The Moicher doesn't know what the Lokeach was thinking. So we would say Holkim Amin Acharoi, and the Lokeach could get back his money. That's what we thought. So now that the Lokeach gets back his money, so what Tavis is saying, so the din is the Moicher only has to deliver a Kad. The Lokeach gets back his money because it's a Mekachtos. But now the question is, what type of money does the Moicher give back to Lokeach? So if it's Islay Zuzay, so the Moicher has to give the Lokeach back the Zuz. So at the end, the result, what comes out that the sale is for all practical purposes, everything goes back to the beginning. The sale's null and void. The Lokeach gets his money back, the Moicher keeps his chavis, and no one gets anything. But he's saying But if there's no money, if I already spent the money and the mocha doesn't have any money, so then what the mocher could do is the mocher could go ahead and say, okay, you're tying back up ties. You want your money back, but I don't have money. So I can give you shavei kesef, and I'll give you shavei kesef of the kadim. So what will end up in all, for all practical purposes, is as if the sale will not be invalidated. The sale will be on kadim because the buyer is going to be stuck with the kadim, and the meicher gets, you know, got to get rid of the sell that keeps, you know, the money, so to speak. So the according to Rav, if it doesn't have money, for all practical purposes, the sale was not invalidated, and the buyer is stuck with the kadim, and the mocher is, you know, happy that he got to spend his money. So that's what I think Tavis is saying. But the problem is, so Tavis doesn't like that. So that's not the case. If the case is, he has money, and therefore it's basically everything goes back to Sheshes Yimei Breshes, so to speak. So what Shamir asks is like, what's Tavis's hakruf? What would be so terrible if the case is he doesn't have money? And then Okinami, the mocher could tell that, okay, you're right, it's a mekach tais. I owe you money. Here's the kadim for the money that I owe you. So who says that that's not true? Where does it say anywhere that that's not true? Fakir, according to Shmuel, that's the halacha. According to the Shmuel, the lokeach, the lechayra, gets stuck with the kadim. So maybe even according to Rav, it's better this way. We're minimizing the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Just like in Shmuel, the lokeach is stuck with kadim. So in Rav also, the lokeach will be stuck with kadim. Okay. Should we try and say this again? Unless we got the whole wrong case in Tisus, which is very possible. But I'm assuming the case here is that we're going on, according to the Rashash, the Marshal, there are two cases. The Marshal is learning the first case, he's going on the second case. The second case was that the Lokeach already gave the money. The Lokeach gave the money. The Moicher did not yet deliver a Chavis or a Kad. Enoch in the moment Acharoi says that he only has to deliver, you can't force him to deliver a chavis. He could deliver a kad. The lokeach can say mekach tais. Therefore, he gets his money back. And now the question is, what happens when the lokeach says mekach tais? If the moicher has zuzi, so then he has to return that actual zuzi. If he doesn't have zuzi, then he can say, shkol kadei bezuzecha. So the problem that we have is like, so who cares? And why, what would be so terrible if that's what happens? And he says, shkol kadei bezuzecha. Why does Titus feel that can't be the case? I don't know. Should we try the next half of the Marshal? Maybe we'll be in luck.
It looks like the Rashash asked this question on the Marshal.
On the Marshal? Oh, what does he ask?
He says, "V'tamua de inkein hava laok me af de leis lezuze rock de isle." Oh, he actually adds rock de isle chavisa, the lo mechayvina le latita.
Yeah, okay. So maybe he's learning. Yeah. Or maybe he learned. Okay.
He might be working within Shmuel and asking.
Rock the Islay Chavisa. And so he's learning So it sounds like he's learned the marshal. Let's try this cheshbon. That he's learned the marshal in a case where the guy doesn't have any chavis. Even though, I don't know, I thought that was a crazy case. But maybe that's how he's learning. The marshal is talking about a case where the guy doesn't have a chavis. The guy said, he says, I only, you know, I sell kavim, not chavis. Well, so maybe that would work out. So let's see what happens. Well, I don't, it still doesn't work out. So he doesn't have a chavis. So he says, I'll give you kan. And so it's still the same thing. So now he says, Mekav Tahis. So he gives him back the kan. Oh, so saying, even if Hokum Imam, I'm taking if Hokum, that would work. That would work. In other words, he's saying like this. We're saying if this is what the guy, in other words, if we make an okimta where the guy doesn't have a chavis, Moichar is a strange okimta, but okay, I don't know why the Marshal would do that, but okay, the case of the Moker doesn't have a chavis. So they come to the court case. So the court case is not, in other words, he's saying like this. If the Moichar doesn't have a chavis, so what's the court case? The court case is, if you hold Ein Hokum Imam and Acharav, then he can give a kan. If you hold Hokum Imam and Acharav, then he has to give back his money. That works out. Okay, so I made a mistake. So let's try it this way. Okay, we'll try it this way. In other words, let's get to see from the Rishat. The case is, again, the same thing, the second case. The guy paid the money, and he said, I want a chavis. Now the moicher comes in and says, I don't own chavises. I only sell kadim. So if the din would be hokum imam and acharav, so he said, listen, moicher, you said chavis. You have to give a chavis. You don't have a chavis. You got to give back the money. If you say, ain't hokum imam and acharav, then the moicher gets to keep the money. Right, pumfakir from the Rishash, right? The opposite of Rishash. So then, so the Mishnah's chiddush is that ain't hokum imam and acharav, because if you would hold hokum imam and acharav, then the moicher would have to give back the money. Since ain't hokum imam and acharav, the moicher doesn't have to give back the money. That's how he's learning the case. Even if Hokum Imam and Acharav, the Moicher if the Moicher only had Kadim, he didn't have money, so he could give back the Kadim. So there's absolutely no nafkamina between Hokum Imam and Acharav and ain't Hokum Imam and Acharav. Right? That would be the question. Let's try it again.
Now there's he can't force him to go borrow the money to pay me back?
Apparently not. That's right. Just to point
out, like, what happened here is he sold him something he didn't have. So it's not like it would seem from the marshal, it isn't like he's chayvus to give you a chavios. He's making a kinyan on chavios that he has. So if we hold him on Monacharo, then it comes out that he didn't have, he made a kinyan on something he didn't have, so he has to return your money. If we're ain't holkin, so he could say, no, I made a kinyan on the kadim, and I'm going to return you the kadim.
Right. So either way, in other words, he's asking, Tavis is asking that if the case is that he doesn't have money, so either way, there's no nafkamina la'alacha between hokum imam and acharav and ain't hokum imam and acharav. Because if you hold ain't hokum imam and acharav, then the moicher is allowed to deliver kadim. And he said that's what the sale was on. If you hold Hokum Imam and Acharav, then he can't deliver a kadim. So it's a mecca, then that okay, I can demand his money back, and the moicher will deliver kadim as a payment for the money. So either way, the moicher gives it okay, a kadim. So why is there a nafkamina between Hokum Imam and Rav Achar or Ein Hokum Imam and Acharav? There's no difference. The Mishnah is coming to teach you a chiddush that Ein Hokum Imam and Acharav, there'd be absolutely no nafkamina whether it's hokin or ain't hokin, because either way, the moicher will give the okay akadim. That's what the Rashi, I'm sorry, I misread it. I apologize. Right? In other words, he's assuming, not like the Rashash, he's assuming like Rav Shimon, you can't die in the Mekaltais, just the opposite. So he's saying like this, if you're old, in other words, if the person has money, so then it's very good in Afkamina. Because if you hold ain't hokim a moment acharei, the moicher could give the kadim and keep the money. If you hold hokim a moment acharei, then the moicher can't give the kadim and he has to return the money. But if you don't have the money, so then bain if you hold hokim a moment acharei, bain if you hold ain't hokim a moment acharei, the moicher can give the lokeach the kadim. So there's no nafkamina. To which the Rashash asked the Kasha that this is a very silly taisis, because he should just say that the case is, he doesn't have to say the case is that he has money, he should say the case is that he has a chavetz. Right? That's what the Rashash is asking. Now let him say that he has a chavetz.
I'm sorry, can we repeat again? How are we learning it now different than before?
Let me forget what I was saying before. Say like this. I saw from the Rashash that Shamir quoted that what I thought was wrong was what he said. I mean, what you said it, is that he's assuming that Tavis is assuming that the Meicher does not have own a chavis. I will have to think why Tavis would assume such a thing. Maybe if the Meicher would have a chavis, he wouldn't be built Ali, I don't know. But that's, so the Merkah doesn't have a chavetz. So now, what is the halachic nafkamina if you hold hokim imam and acharayv or ain't hokim imam and acharayv? So the nafkamina is, in other words, if he has a chavetz, and then the nafkamina is simple. The nafkamina is, is the Merkah obligated to deliver a chavetz? But for some reason, Taisus is assuming that the Moicher does not have a chavetz. Therefore, what's a nafkamina? So he says, Bishlama, if you say that the Moicher has money, so the very good nafkamina. If you say, Ein Hokim Amam and Acharev, then the Moicher would be allowed to deliver the kad to the Lokeach and keep the money. If you say, Hokim Amam and Acharev, then the Moicher is not allowed to deliver the kad, but rather he has to return the money. So there's a halachic nafkamina between hokin and ain't hokin. So our Gemara is very good. But if you would say that the person doesn't have money, and he also, as we said, doesn't have the chavetz, so then there's absolutely no nafkamina between hokin and ain't hokin. Because if you hold ain't hokin, he's allowed to give the lokeach the kadim. And if you hold Hochim, he has to give the Lokeach his money back, and he'll give the Lokeach the Kadim instead of the money. So at the end of the day, it's the same thing. He gives the Lokeach Kadim. So there's no halachic nafkamina between Hochim and Ein Hochim, which is fair, because obviously our Gemara is saying there is a halachic nafkamina. Right? But it's all predicated on the assumption that he doesn't have a chavetz.
Rebbe, maybe as far as explaining the Marshal of Pi, how Rebbe was, the direction Rebbe was suggesting, maybe the reason to say that the guy has no chavios is because if he had a chavetz, why would he be returning the money and not giving the person a chavetz? He sells chavios, you know.
He wants to give a card.
But he can't. But he's gonna. His alternative is to give back the money. So why would he? In Rav, the alternative is to give back the money. So then, why would he be giving, returning the money as opposed to making a sale?
Saying, in other words, once we said that the price is the same, you know, that they say that in price it's the same. Whatever Tavis's answer was, you can't say, maybe. Because you can't say that he cares because of price, because whatever reason, the price is no different. So if he has chavis, So it's just not mistavra. So why would, why according to, so then what he's saying? So he has covets. So according to Rav, it'll be a mekatayt. You'd have to give back the money. To give back the money, then you'd give, then give him the chavis instead. So it comes out the same as if it'll come out the same. Okay, maybe. No, a little confusing. Okay, I hear. But that's not what the Rosh, that's not the way the Rosh Hashanah is during the Marashah. So
the Rosh Hashanah is it shver. He says he doesn't understand for what reason. Yeah.
Okay, but so let's read them. I hear. So we'll read them. Let's at least temporarily, for the sake of simplicity, let's read the Marashah like the Rosh Hashanah. The Rashash is gripping the Marshal, but the Marshal is luring the case, the second case, where the Moicher does not own a Chavis. So the debate between the Moicher and the Lokeach is only, do I give you can I force you, Lokeach, to take the cat? Or rather, I'm allowed, I can't force you, but I have to give you back your money. So he's saying, but either way, I would give you, force you to take a cat, because even if the halakha is I have to give you back your money, since I don't have money, so I could give you the cat for the money. So it comes up, there's no nafkamina. And we're asking on the Marshal, that why don't you just answer very simply that we're talking about a case where he has a chavitz. And that's the nafkamina is, do we force the moicher to give the chavitz or to give the kad? Right? And the moicher doesn't want to give chavitz, he only wants to give a kad. Okay. Well, let's keep on reading the Marshal. So this is going on the first case. The first case of Taisis was that the Boicher, they said Chavis. The Boicher, the Lokeach, didn't give the money. I mean, they said Kad. Right? They said Kad. First case, they said Kad. The Lokeach didn't give the money yet. Now the Moicher delivers Kads. So the Lokeach says, you know, I wanted a Chavis. So I refused to pay. Oh, so again, so what's the problem? So if you would say, Hochim Amomen Acharoi, so we could force the Lokeach to pay money. If you hold eight hokim above an acharayv, so we don't force it, okay, have to pay the money. Right? So we say, even if you say hokim above an acharayv, then okay, I could simply return back the kadim. This one's easier. Right? I think so. Well, anyone, can I try it again?
Where's Rebbe reading? What Marshal?
The Marshal.
Where?
The, on the side of the Gemara. The in the I guess it's Marshal.
I don't know.
You don't have it?
Nope.
You don't have on the side of the...
Yeah, you have. Is it the old Gemaras or the new Gemaras?
I have Rabbeinu Hananel. I have Likutei Rashi.
No, either right near the Tosos, to the right of it, there's a Gersus Marshal, or it's in the, like... there's a letter over there, and then you have to go to the right top.
I mean, in the old Gemara, it's right near. So I assume the new Gemara, it's, they didn't take it away. They just put it
somewhere. They put it somewhere else. I saw in the yeshiva, I saw in the new Gemara, they moved it.
Okay.
But anyway, has a new Gemara now that can say where it is?
No, I don't see it. It goes to Tzionin, maybe? No.
Maybe.
Hey, actually, yes, I think so.
It should be that goes to Tzionim, yes.
Okay, anyway, let's try the second. The second case is much easier. We're dealing with the first case of Tisus. They said Kad. The Lokeach did not give the money yet. The mocher comes driving up with his truck full of kadim. The lokeach says, what's this? I wanted a chavetz. The mocher says, well, you said kad. I'm giving you kad. The lokeach says, but I meant chavetz. I refuse to pay. So the din is, if ain't hokim b'mam and achar right, he doesn't have to pay. If hokim b'mam and achar right, then he has to take the kad and he has to pay. So frek type is the kasha. What's the difference? Even if you hold hokim b'mam and achar right, he'll take the kad and then he'll pay by returning the kad right back to the meicher, right? So he'll just say, you know, okay. Right, now this is a great trick. You go to a store and it says no refunds, right? No refunds. So you go ahead and you buy $10 worth of kadim, but you don't pay, and it says no refunds. Then you come back a week later and you say, I want to return the kadim. They say, well, we don't know refunds. It says, okay, you're right. Okay, but I owe you $10. I never paid. That's right. So here's $10 worth of kadim and a shoshavik kesef. Right? That's basically what's happening here. So he's saying if the person doesn't have money, he could do that. He could go ahead and return the kadim, even though there's no refunds, because he's not returning it as a refund. He's returning it as paying his bill. I owe you, I have a bill of $10. So here's a payment. There's a $10 worth of kadim. You don't like these kadim? They're basically brand new. I put them in a good quality store, sell them. Right? So that's what's happening here. The lokeach bought kadim. He said kadim. So Taifis is bothered, why is there a halachic nafkamina if hokum amen acharov or ain't hokum amen acharov? Because either way, then okay, I can give the kadim back to the meicher. If it's ain hokim b'mam acharov, then okay, I says I never bought it. And if hokim b'mam acharov, then okay, I will say, so here, I'm giving it back to you as a payment. Right? So the second half of the marshal works out. But the first half of the marshal was a little bit difficult. Okay, are we okay? I hope I'm not... it's somehow clear. You get any feedback? No. No one wants to say anything. Everyone's petrified.
I think I'm okay.
What?
I think I'm okay.
We'll try it once more. Because it's not, I don't, the Mishnah is teaching you a Chiddush. Ain't hokim amen acharayt. Obviously, there's a halachic nafkamina between whether hokim or ain't hokim. Otherwise, there's no chiddush. So Taiva says the case has to be that they has money. But if the person would not have money, then there would be no nafkamina between hokim or ain't hokim. So in the first case of Taisus, that's very simple. Because not very simple, it works out. Because in the first case of Taisus, they said kad. The lokeach didn't give money yet. Now the meicher wants to give the lokeach kadim. The lokeach gives the lokeach kadim. Then the question is, hey, we say the lokeach says, but I didn't want this. I wanted a chavetz. So if you say ain hokim b'mam and acharayv, ain hokim, so the lokeach doesn't have to pay. He says, this is not what I meant. I don't have to pay for it. If you say hokim b'mam and acharayv, then the lokeach does have to pay. But says Taivis, but if he doesn't have money, so who cares that he has to pay? He'll just turn around and take the kadim and return them to the meicher and say, here's your payment, shavik kesef kekesef. So there's absolutely no nafkamina between hokim or ain't hokim.
We wouldn't require them to go through that step of him accepting the kadim and then returning the kadim. The fact that he could do such that.
Right, obviously, right. So, it comes out, there's no nafkamina. Yes. So, Taivis therefore says that there must be the case that he has money. What we got stuck on is the other way. In the second case of Taisus, where the Meicher said Chavis, so there's a tremendous nafkamina whether we obligate the Meicher to deliver Chavis. But if we're talking about a case where the Meicher doesn't own Chavis, which is, I don't know why the Rasha would make such an ukimta, so then he's also right. There's no nafkamina, because if ain ochim a moment acharoiv, then the Meicher only has to give kadim. And if ochim a moment acharoiv, so then the Meicher has to give a chavis. He doesn't have a chavis, so he has to give back the lokeach his money, and he'll give the kadim as a payment for the lokeach for his money. Okay. All right, let's try and go further. Umayri, this is Zuzay. Tinoshayach loymar shko kadek bezuzayach. Okay. Udesvarim de garsi ba hapara ba moicher peris idelesnayo lahanach zuzay. Sarach laukmei Sheyesh lokeach mois hamecher lahaknezo agav karko. O aragachuzo hakadim achovitz. I have no idea what Tavis is talking about. I don't know about anybody else. But luckily there's a maram here. But without the maram, I would have no idea what he's talking about. So I guess I have to look at the maram, no?
What's the issue with what he's talking about?
I just don't know. If I went without the maram, I would just not know what he's talking about.
Again, lesnu lahani zuzi means that the only time that the mocher would be obligated to return, or the location would be obligated to return money, is in the event that the original money that was handed to him was still in was still in his possession. But if he's already spent that money, then he would be allowed to give shava kesef.
Although he has different money.
Right, which is not applicable to the issue here is it's not applicable to the lokeach, because the lokeach...
Wait, don't go so fast. So if you say, okay, you're helping us out without looking at the maram. Okay, so if you say that according to this gerusa, it comes out a very strange thing, that if it's a mekach, if it's a mekach, Tais, right? We're talking a case of Mekav Tais. Right? So if it's a Mekav Tais, so I have to give you back your money. So I don't have to give you back your money, but I could give you Shavah Kesef. So it comes out a really weird thing. I tricked you, right? It was a Mekav Tais. I tricked you. I gave you $50, something that you don't want. The right merchandise, right amount, but you know, value, but not the, now you gave me money, I spent it. So you say it's a Mekav Tais, I don't want what you gave me. So you say, okay, I'll give you back your money, but I don't have money, I'll give you a Shavah Kesef. I don't have your money, I'll give you a Shavah Kesef. So I give you right back the thing that you're claiming Mekav Tais. Right? You think that is the correct halacha you're claiming.
Well, yeah, that issue that Rebbe's raising is part of the problem with that girsa. But yes, that's the halacha as far as I
know. In other words, when a person doesn't have the money that was given, and then I mean, even if he has different money, so when you die the Mekav Tais, so then So then you could give the kadim. You could give back the thing that you could give the guy. So what does this have to do with anything?
Because the problem is going to be for the lokeach, the case of the lokeach, because...
Okay. You read them. Did you read the maram? You figured that out.
I figured that out without the maram.
Okay. But that's hard to figure out.
I guess it's just in the context of having seen the Gemara over there, so...
Okay. It's very hard to figure out. In other words, so again, so according to this gerusa, what comes out is that if you don't have the money that was earmarked for the sale, so then you're in your time to make up ties, you're allowed to give an object as a payment for the money. So the question is, there are two cases in Taisis. In the second case, there is money, because the lokeach gave money. So that money is the earmarked money. So fine, there's no problem. The lokeach gave money. We'll say that that money is berishus of the moicher. Moicher has the lokeach's money. Therefore, when the lokeach signed this, if you would hold Hokim Mamamar Acharai, so then the moicher would have to give either the a chavis, and if he doesn't give a chavis, he'd have to give back the money. You know, the money. You hold ain't Hokim Mamamar Acharai. So then the moicher can give a kad and shalom on Yisrael. But in the first case, there is no money because money was never given. So if there's no money, so then in the first case, since the lokeach never gave the money, so the issue is, does the lokeach, right? What's the first case? First case was that the they made up kad. The lokeach never, they made a kinyan suder. The lokeach never paid. Now the moicher delivers kadim. So the issue is, does the lokeach have to pay? So Tavis is bothered by a problem. There is no money here. There is not the money, because there is no money. There is no earmarked money, because
there's no money belonging to the moicher.
Money was never given. Right. So you can't say there's any designated money.
Well, simply speaking, is that when you give money to the moicher and it comes out to have been a mekach tos, the money still belongs. This money that's be'ein still belongs to the lokeach.
Okay. So there's no designated money. So therefore, the din is, according to this gerusa, the lokeach is allowed to give shavei kesef. So if the lokeach can give shavei kesef, so then he'll just give back the kadim. Right? So then, you know, he can go ahead.
If the lokeach thinks that it's not worth that money, then it's not shavei kesef.
No. He never says not worth the money. He doesn't want it. In other words, what happened like this? The moicher gives him kadim. The lokeach says, I don't want kadim. So the moicher says, too bad. This is what the deal was. Hokim Mamamar Acharai. And if it's ain't Hokim Mamamar Acharai, so then the lokeach's allowed to say, I don't want it. But if it's Hokim Mamamar Acharai, then the lokeach can't say, I don't want it. So then the moicher says, you got to take my kadim and now pay. So Tavis is bothered. So the lokeach will say, okay, I'll pay. But I want to use shavei kesef. And you know what I'm going to pay with? I'm going to pay with kadim. So for all practical purposes, again, there's no nafka mina between hokim b'mam and achrover, ain't hokim b'mam and achrover, right? In other words, again, the moicher said kad. The lokeach never paid the money. The moicher delivers to the lokeach kadim. When the lokeach wakes up one morning and he finds kadim at his front door, the moicher comes and says, you know, you owe me money. I want the cash. I want to be paid. So if ain't okay, mom and ach arrive, the lokeach can say it's a mekach tos, I'm not paying. If Hokim Mamanach arrive, he can't say mekach tos, so he has to pay. But he could pay with kadim. So that's the Tavis's problem. So there's absolutely no difference between Hokim Mamanach arrive or ain't Hokim Mamanach arrive. Because either way, the lokeach can give back the moicher his kadim. Right? A little confusing.
Why isn't that apply anytime that there's a mekach tos? Or a theoretical mekach tos.
Because if there was money, Tavis is saying, if there's earmarked money that was given for the sale, then you have to give back that money. But here, since we're talking about a case where the Nokeach never gave money, so then the Nokeach can give, then the Nokeach, then the Nokeach can do whatever he can give any Shabbat Kesef.
Is that where the Mishapara comes in?
I don't know if they're doing Mishapara. The Mishapara, no, they're not doing any Mishapara, because Mishapara just means you have to stick with the deal. But I'm sticking with the deal. I'm just paying Shabbat Kesef.
That's the Mishapara. He's backing out of the deal.
You're looking at Metzias, but we're in Lamdas. In Lamdas, he's keeping the deal. He's just paying with Shabbat Kesef. Okay, anyway, that's what Tzibis is bothered by. Let's try and read it inside. Umari. As far as the Goris Bapara Bamoyacher Paris, he the less than Anizuzi. In other words, that when you don't have the designated money, then you're allowed to pay Shabbat Kesef. Sarah Ukme, Sheisha, that really that the case is that the money was given. I said, then what's the shine of Hikna Agav Karka? But he's still Muksik in it. In other words, he's changing the first case. The first case we thought was till now, that the Lokeach didn't give the money yet. So now he's changing it. The Lokeach was makne the money, but he's still holding it. So now, if I hold that ain't hokim amam and acharayv, since the Lokeach's holding the money, he can say, I'm not obligated to give you the money. It was a Mekach Tais, and I'm keeping my money. Even though he was Makhnet, it was a Mekach Tais. If you hold Hokim a moment Acharayv, he's obligated to give that money to the Mekach, because this can't give the Shavik Kesef, because he was already Makhnet money. You can only give Shavik Kesef when there was no money involved, but here there was already money involved. Okay, anyway, I think this is super confusing and very, very confusing. I apologize to everyone. I think we're going to stop here and stop at this Tzitzis. Next week, I want to start, I don't want to say a new sugya. It's the same, but it's a different part of the sugya. Completely fresh. We can clear our brains from this confusion of the two cases with the, I know this was very chesbonic. The next Tzitzis, Kamash Malon, Deinokim Amanach Arayv, it's not an easy time, but it's a completely different. This time is just cheshbon, very, very complicated cheshbon with the cases, and yet very confusing. The next time, this is, in that sense, is much, much easier. So hopefully we'll have a little bit easier time, but there's a lot of lumnus. For those who like to prepare, there's a Kuntras HaSfeikas on it. I forgot where it was. I'm sorry.
But check
the Mokeach, you'll find plenty.
Yeah, the big Kuntras HaSfeikas, the giant Kuntras HaSfeikas on this Tzitzis, where he quotes himself, he quotes his brother, the giant Kuntras HaSfeikas. It's like a little bit of a Lumdisha, very Lumdisha Tzitzis. But
it's a concise?
No, a Kuntras HaSfeikas.
He quotes his brother,
which is the Sefer Kuntras HaSfeikas is usually printed in the back of a standard Tzitzis, unless you have a fancy Tzitzis where they left it out.
And it's Shulchan Aruch too.
It's in the back of a regular Chosha Mishpat? Okay. But I don't remember where this Kuntras HaSfeikas was, but I apologize.
Did you quote his brother though? What did you mean that he quoted the Tzitzis?
He quotes the Tzitzis. I think so. Anyway, I should have looked it up. I'll need that. I'll try and send out an email. But we're going to do, we assume the guys don't have to, won't necessarily look at the Kuntras HaSfeikas. So we'll do the Tzitzis.
Shabbos and Sunday usually is more time than during the week. So
okay. I'll try and send it out where the Kuntras HaSfeikas is. But okay, anyway, so Sunday we'll start the top Tzitzis.
Try to print this stuff for Shabbos.
Yeah, Shabbos, everyone. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you. Have a great Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.